1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
From Los Angeles, The Jim Rome Show on the Premier Radio Networks. Welcome back to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. This last hour is tight. Talking with Don Weber, bowling legend. He's dead. Gotta admit, don't know a dead guy's tight. Can we talk about that? I was had on Amelia Earhart. He flew around the world, got lost. What is that about, anyway? Hi, I think I'll fly my plane around the world and get lost. No one will know where I am for like 100 years. What is that? You talk about that? Okay, coming up, Jose Canseco. Read some emails here. Remember, you can email us, www.havetake.com. Dear Jim, Don Weber was a great bowler, and we should respect him for the great athlete he sincerely was. And I didn't have anything to do with his death. Signed, OJ. What is that about? Dear Jim, I don't know about anybody else, but have you noticed lately that most NBA players are black? Sincerely, OJ. What? Dear Jim, how'd your CBS audition go? Sincerely, OJ. Here's another one here. Dear Jim, I'm going to slit your throat from ear to ear until your head's hanging off your lips like a Pez dispenser. Sincerely, OJ. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Victor in Beantown. Hey, Victor, how's it going? Welcome to the jungle. What's your take?
Hey, Romy. Have you noticed how the New England Patriot fans, when they win a Super Bowl, they get drunk? I mean, it's the Super Bowl, not the 24-hour flu. And like you, I was saddened to see the passing of Don Weber, one of bowling's great legends. Unfortunately, I don't know anybody who bowls and probably wouldn't want to know any, and they wouldn't want to know me. I'm a child molester. Hey, speaking of child molestation, the Special Olympics, Jim, I...
Out. What's that about? Child molestation? What is that? Okay, Jose Canseco joins us in studio. Jose, good to have you on the show. It's really great to see you. Nice to see you. Great to have you on the show. Jose Canseco, one of the great ball players. Good to have you here. Really great to see you. It's nice to have you on. Welcome to the show. And hey, thanks a lot, Rome. You're a great hitter, great ball player for a great long time. I mean, you were really important to the Oakland A's success in the years that you were with them, the success they had at that time when you were with them. What was it like being with the Oakland A's? And how does it feel now not to be a baseball player at all, but just to be kind of, you know, hanging, just kind of kicking, you know, building that shark tank down there in Miami, whatever you're doing?
You know, it's pretty good. I'm having a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just taking one day at a time.
I know you're shooting up steroids and everything. Does that help you through baseball playing?
Yeah, basically, I wouldn't have been a ball player if it hadn't been for the fact that I was shooting them directly between my toes and everything.
You're going to shoot them up right here, right?
Yeah, I'll shoot some steroids up if you want me to.
I'd really like to see that. I'd like to see you just do it right behind your ear or something. It'd be really cool.
Okay. Well, right here is just a regular syringe. I got some steroids in. I'm going to shoot it right up here to my neck.
Okay, Jose Canseco in studio with us right now. He's shooting up some steroids behind his ear.
Okay, it takes effect.
And what is the effect of the steroids, anyway?
Well, it just makes you stronger and able to be a baseball player that's gooder. Okay, I just shot it into my ear, and it'll be taking its effect here pretty soon.
Jose Canseco joins me. He's talking about shooting up steroids behind his ear, in between his toes. I mean, what is that about, anyway, OJ? I mean, Jose, excuse me, I got a bunch of emails from OJ, you know?
No, I understand. Well, it's really kind of...
Okay, what do you turn into a monkey or something? Okay, what is this about anyway? This is not tight. You're like an ape.
Here, my phone. Yep, Travis.
Welcome back to the Jim Rome Show. Special guest, Jose Canseco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi, Jose. Hey, I was wondering, when you were with the Oakland A's, did it ever occur to you that your team was pretty overrated? Okay, thanks a lot.
I'm Jim Rome. Don't do steroids. Thanks, Jim. Thank you, too, Jose. How about that? He shot up steroids and became Ape Boy. That's the problem, kids. You do them steroids and you'll turn into a monkey. Don't let steroids make a monkey out of you.
That's great.
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Darren Flew with pet advice coming up on our program. Darren has got countless years of talking about pets, talking with pets, talking behind their backs, talking directly to them, and talking to you about them. So he'll be with us in a moment on the Phil Hendry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686, and our web address is www.philhendryshow.com, and on the 21st, we're going over to Extra Sports AM 570 in Los Angeles, and we remain in all 105 of our marvelous affiliates, including some I didn't even know we had. And I don't want to mention any names, but I'm reading the press releases that had been going out last week about this, that, and everything else, and I find out that I'm on in cities I didn't even know I was on in. That's always a pleasant thing to find out.
Why?
Well, because sometimes you figure you've been dropped, you know. The syndication business, bud, very tricky, man. Very tricky. You're adding stations, dropping stations, adding stations, dropping stations. Anyway, you sit there looking at me like that, man.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Nothing. Don't say anything. Here is the headline, and we will be going through some of the news. Teacher, rapist, and victim set wedding date. All right, Mary Kay Letourneau and her former sixth-grade pupil, Vil Faluabalabala, with whom she had two children, have set the date for their wedding according to an online bridal registry. Letourneau, 43, and Falua, 22, plan to wed April 16th, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Letourneau served 7.5 years on it. You know, I don't even think that's a word, intelligencer, except they, you know.
I don't know.
Anyway, Letourneau served 7.5 years on a 97 conviction for raping Faluala. It's been long overdue, said Noel Soriano, a longtime friend of the family, who confirmed Sunday that they will marry this spring. It's going to be fabulous seeing them get hitched finally. Letourneau was a married mother of four when she began a sexual relationship with the then 12-year-old Falua. So let's see, 7.5 years. She was 35, let's say, and he was 12. After meeting at Berlin Shorewood Elementary School. That's nice. Isn't that nice? They met at elementary school. He was 12. She was 35. He was hanging from a jungle gym, and she said, coffee, and they went off and, you know, began a very meaningful relationship. After a coloring class, she said, drinks? And he went, yeah, sure. There he was, hanging from the jungle gym that day. You know, there ought to be some songs written about these kinds of romances, things that, you know, things that they don't, I mean, there's something profound and adult. I don't know, you know that song, I Met Her in Church? Remember that song? It was an oldie. Met her in church, I met her in church on a Sunday morning. Something about how, you know, the sun was setting behind the jungle gym that day, and I saw how the swing set reflected in your eyes. It was just another day in coloring class, a day that I thought would come and go like any other. I walked in, put down my purse. You were there, taking a nap on your nap mat. Suddenly I saw my husband-to-be, as he got up and asked if he could go to the toilet because he'd soiled his underwear. What is this, bud?
This beat of music that you can play it for.
I'm talking about a romantic song here. What is this?
This romantic? It's all...
Turn that crap off. Every chance you get to put on that Mexican music. Just trying to make me look like a monkey.
Just like Jose Cantico.
Trying to make an ape out of me like Jose Cantico? You jive monkey? Yes, I fell in love with him that day when he asked for me to help him to the toilet so I could change his soiled underwear. What the hell? She was pregnant with Falua's first child when she was arrested in 1997 and ordered to serve a six-month sentence for second degree. You know what I'm thinking, don't you? And you're thinking the same thing, aren't you? You're thinking the same thing, and I'm saying, you know, and maybe it's probably been said, but I don't even want to say it because it's probably already been beaten into the ground, right? And nobody has an answer for it. There is no answer for it. What am I thinking, bud?
I haven't any idea.
You want to take a guess? What am I thinking and what everybody else has been thinking today? But nobody, if they're talking about it, they're not coming up with an answer because there is no answer. There's no answer. There's no answer to what it is that I'm thinking about right now, bud.
Jesus.
What, am I scaring you? What I'm thinking about right now is the thing that everybody was thinking about. And maybe they talked about it a little bit, but there's no answer. And the thing that I'm thinking about... is that if this had been a guy, and this had been a girl, and he got out of jail, and they were getting married, they wouldn't let him within 100 miles of this little girl, right? Now, is that right or is that wrong? I don't know. Does anybody have an answer? No, they don't have an answer. So why even talk about it, right?
Well, then what'd you bring it up for?
Just so I could get it off, you know, just put it out into the air. 1 month after she was released, Letourneau was caught having sex with Falua in her car. Well, this is perfect. This is white trash at its best. This is like right out of the White Trash Chronicles. I was having sex with him in my car. He was 12. I was 35. This is every schoolboy's dream. Every school kid's dream, having sex with a hot-looking teacher when you're 12 in her car. Letourneau was caught having sex with him. She pled guilty in 97 to 2 charges of child rape, gave birth to the couple's second daughter while serving her 7.5-year sentence. Falua's mother's raising their 2 daughters. Shortly after Letourneau was released from prison, the pair successfully petitioned a King County judge to lift a no-contact order that had barred them from seeing each other. Soriano said they became engaged when Falua proposed last fall, but they have been trying to keep wedding details a secret. I wonder if Elizabeth Taylor will be there. But with a guest list that will include more than 200 people, who's going to go to this? I bet you money Liza Minnelli is going to be doing the entertainment for this. 200 people? Are you trying to tell me this is a media event? Only in the America of 2005 is something like this even going to even approach reality. The wedding will likely be held in a Seattle area church. Details are, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying try molesting a girl and then getting out of prison, proposing to her, having her say yes, and have everybody want to, you know, oh, there'll be 200 people there. It'll be just a marvelous thing. And the dad will be there and the mom and everybody will just be patting you on the ass and giving you envelopes just stuffed with cash. Yeah, right. By the way, they're registered at Bon Macy's, and they have 31 items. Coloring book, Cuisinart. Neither Letourneau nor Falua could be reached for comment. Letourneau now lives with friends in the Boulevard Park neighborhood south of Seattle. Falua is unemployed, but he's been studying for his GED. Well, this guy's on his way. He's unemployed. He's 22. He's studying for his high school diploma. And he's working on his artwork. He's also been meeting with gallery owners to discuss the possibility of exhibiting some of his work. I got money that says within 3 years they'll find her dead with her throat slit. And he'll be in the apartment, and there'll be an empty bottle of Jack Daniels and the TV just with static on it. And his eyes will be cut out of pictures of Kate Smith laying on the floor, and the cops will just come in and say, okay, let's go. Come on. I didn't mean to do it. I loved her. Because of the whole trauma that she visited on him. I got money that says within 3 years, they find her body in about 16 different shopping bags throughout the Seattle area. Head over here, legs down there, and he'll just be sitting staring. They'll pick him up at the docks there in Seattle, just staring at a tanker as it's going out to sea. And the cop will just walk up and say, it's time to go now, son. Yes, sir, I've been waiting for you. You know, just like Renfield and Dracula. Or, what if it turns out to be one of the world's great romances?
What if it rivals any great romance in the history of man on this planet? Like, what's the one they always talk about that was actually no romance at all, but it was actually a horrific, it was that King Edward thing? Remember that guy? He left his, he didn't want to be king so he could marry some ugly American woman. And it turned out she was a dyke and he didn't, you know, seriously, it had a really tragic undertone to it. This thing will probably rival all of the great worlds. All I'm telling you is, this is, in my opinion, it'll end with violence. I think they're going to find her in a shopping bag. No, I take that back. I think they're going to find him in shopping bags in the trunk of an MG, an abandoned MG somewhere on a highway up in Seattle. And they'll pick her up. She'll be hitchhiking south with a phone message from, like, Les Moonves of CBS, wanting her to do a reality show. And just as she's reaching the CBS offices, the police will arrest her. And then they'll make a reality show out of it. Hey, I got a great idea, television. Get your cameras in there now, man. Make a reality TV show out of this one. Just stick the camera everywhere. Just in the bathroom, the bedroom. They have gone through a lot, said a friend. They lasted this long, and it proves how strong their love is. Well, what this does is it gives hope to child molesters everywhere. I don't know. Don't ever tell me not to joke about child molestation ever again. Don't ever say you can't joke about it ever again. You can't. You can't say don't joke about child molestation because I got the proof of the pudding right here. They're getting married. Wedding bells and 200 guests, coloring books. They're going to have pink frosting cupcakes, and there'll be a sleepover. I want to have a sleepover. What are you talking about? We're married now, Billy. I want to have a sleepover. They'll have a bouncing castle. She'll be there wanting to settle down, and he's going to want to be, like, blasting up in the backyard with his friends, just rolling fat, twisting up some fatties in the backyard. We're married now. Oh, shut up, you whore. Lighten his farts. You know, while she's trying to, you know, she's gonna wants to go down to Macy's to get to find out whether the Cuisinart's, and he's rolled up in a ball lighting farts, him and his friends in the backyard. I mean, what in hell? This is not the making of what I call a long-lasting love, but who am I to judge? Just don't ever, again, I want to hear nobody telling me I can't be doing jokes about child molestation. That just took it right off of the banned list for me. That took it right off of the list of you can't talk about it. You know, all this stuff you can't talk about. There's nothing funny about rape. I agree. There's nothing funny about rape until some woman marries a guy that raped her. Then it's funny. And then it's nothing funny about child molestation until a kid who was so-called, let's call it what it is, man. You can't molest a boy. Apparently. Or maybe it takes on a different kind of thing, see? Like I say, guys think that they want it, and then they have sex with their teacher, and she's really hot, and then they turn 25, and they one day they're just playing with the electric knife, and they just drive it into her chest. And they don't even know. You know, they just all of a sudden, well, I don't know what I did. Well, what the hell did you do? I just all of a sudden turned around, and I just sunk it right into her guts. I was all ready to, it was a roast beef we had for dinner. And they just lead him away, you know. He'd sandbagged the front, but then he decided, forget it. He was going to hold the police off for several hours. He had tons and tons of ammunition and a high-powered rifle, and he said, ah, screw it. All right, that's it.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it, bud. That's all I got to say about that. I felt it needed to be said, but then who cares, right?
Exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks a lot for your freaking faith in what I got to say. 1-800-449-8686. I just read it because it was about sex with teachers and kids, and, you know, I got a really just sick, twisted personality about stuff like that. I'm not as healthy as most people, right? If I was Montel, man, I'd have her on, him on, I'd have every kid she ever had sex with. I mean, I wouldn't have them, I'd have them on. All right, our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show. I think Darren Flew will be coming up in a moment with his pet show. Tomorrow night, wine tasting with Gene and Mary Templeton. To celebrate the Michael Jackson trial, Gene and Mary will explain how to make, quote, a bitchin' Jesus juice, end quote. So that ought to be out of sight. And then, of course, we'll have a very special guest from Italy who is going to be talking about how romantic it is to slap your woman around in public. So that's tomorrow night's show, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hello, this is Darren Flew, and welcome to Pets. Pets can be fun. And this is the only program that takes calls not from the owners. We take the calls from the pets themselves. And there's so much to talk about in our program today because there's so much in the news. Veterinary care, new kinds of foods, new kinds of health supplements, and great ways for you as a pet to get the most out of your life as you sit there in the backyard wondering when you're going to be reincarnated as a human and really start the fun. All right, so let's take your phone calls, and you know the number here on Talking with Pets. I'm Darren Flew, and let's see, I'm talking to Ben. Ben, how are you, and welcome to our program.
Yeah, how you doing?
Ben, what kind of a dog are you?
I'm a St. Bernard, and
Jesus, what an idiot. You St. Bernards are real idiots, aren't you?
Well,
come on. What do you want to talk about, Ben?
Well, I heard Phil Hendry talk about child molestation.
No, this is a pet show. We want to talk about pets. We want to talk to you, Ben. You're a St. Bernard. What do you need? What kind of supplements do you need in your food?
I don't care. They give me a ham bone and water.
Water. You're happy with water, huh? Don't you know that you could be having milk? You could be having something really good, and I'll bet you drink out of the toilet, don't you?
I don't mind. My owner is a really nice lady.
Oh, a nice lady, huh? How old is she?
The old lady.
Yeah, I bet you she hasn't had you to a groomer in years. I bet you smell. I bet her house stinks of dog fur. I bet you haven't had a bath. Those old bags don't treat animals well at all. She's not treating you well, is she?
No, she,
Let's get some other comments on this. Here's Fifi, a French poodle, calling in from Torrance. Fifi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Ben, you don't understand. You're being mistreated, you see, because I go to the room all the time. Are you a poodle? Yes, I am a poodle. You have to understand that you have to be treated well, you know, my friend. I go to the groom at least once a week.
Well, sometimes she leaves me a present in the toilet bowl, and I...
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Fifi?
You're telling me she dumps in the toilet and doesn't flush? You're drinking from that toilet?
I don't care. I love my owner.
You can't be drinking from an unflushed toilet, you idiot. All right, let's get some calls on this. Ben has called in. He's a St. Bernard. He's drinking from unflushed toilets. He hasn't been washed or groomed. I got a bulldog here, Bruce, calling from San Bernardino. How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, Ben, you jackass! You listen to me?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Here's what you got to do. Bite her.
Now, don't do that.
No, bite her. Give her rabies. Bite her.
Could I say something to you, Dan?
Yes.
Ben, don't give her the advice to bite. They're going to put you down. You don't do that.
No, you bite her, okay? You go to the pound for a few weeks, somebody comes along. Everybody loves a St. Bernard. Nobody likes bulldogs. You want to know why? Because we hate everybody. We kick ass. I'd like to kick your ass, poodle. What do you think of that?
You kick my ass because I have curly hair. Is that what you say?
All right, look at that. This is not going to get us any place. You see, Ben is drinking from an unflushed toilet.
I say bite her. Bite the bitch.
All right, we have to cut him off. Listen, Fifi, thank you so much.
My pleasure. I always love to listen to Darren Flew. I have, if I drove a car, there's a bumper sticker that says, I love Darren Flew, you know.
All right, thank you very much. Ben, he's still there?
That was a bad dog.
Well, he's his biter. That's bad. By the way, have you had your shots?
Yeah.
Have you had your shots? Have you been immunized?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Do you have a dog tag? Do you have a dog license?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, let's get a call here. We got a dachshund on the line, a dachshund calling from Santa Barbara named Carl. How you doing, Carl?
Yeah, I'm doing very good. You know, this is a problem. I want to say to Ben, first of all, I'm a little dog. You're a big dog. I'm a short hair.
I seen one of them.
You seen one of them? But he's good.
Yeah, well, he's not too bright.
I'm a short-haired dog, you see. It's easy to take care of me. There's nothing you have to do. But you have hair. You have to be combed. You have to be brushed. You see? Holy Jesus!
All right, thank you very much, Carl.
Well, wait a minute.
All right, look, at one more call here. Gretchen is an Afghan. Gretchen?
Hi. How you doing, Darren? Wonderful program, as always. I was listening here to Ben. Now, I have a long hair. I'm an Afghan. Talk to these short hairs. They don't know diddly squat. That bulldog, what an animal. Now, I would say to you, what you need to do is go up to her and stick your nose in her crotch. They love that. And she'll get the idea. Look, if you sleep next to her and you stink like an open sewer, she's going to have to finally figure out that you need to get washed. You understand?
I think he gets it.
Okay. Love your program, Darren. When are you coming over here to the Santa Barbara area? Are you going to be doing the Calcan show?
Yeah, we'll be out there. We got a lot of food products we'll be doing.
Great. Listen, I have a question. I squeezed one off in the backyard the other day.
All right, we had to dump that. All right, so pardon the use of the word dump. Oh, man. All right, Ben, listen, yeah, good luck, but yeah, sleep in bed with her, so when she gets a nose full of your stink, she'll either die from it or she'll have you groomed properly. All right, here goes Ben. That's all the time we have here for Pet Talk. I'm Darren Flew, and until next time, take a bath.
Darren Flew's Pet Talk, brought to you by Alpo. Even people can eat it, and sometimes do.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Seriously, I'm joined by Harvey Wireman. Harvey is our legal advisor on the Phil Hendry Show. This is a very serious case, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, Phil, from the standpoint that you have a woman who was an adult who had a sexual relationship with a minor, and I think she's liable for civil damages.
Can he sue her husband?
I think the time to sue would have been before they announced they're getting married.
Well, yeah. What about the parents, no?
At this time, no, but let me look at my file here. The woman, this Mookie too.
Who are we talking about?
The woman that's marrying the kid. What's her name? Mary Blue? Mary Kikoo?
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Mary, okay. And she's marrying this boy by the name of Blafwafa Faba. Faba?
Vili Falau.
Oh, okay. And the two of them have set a date, and this was according to a boob registry.
Bridal registry. Are you looking at the story?
Yes, I am. I just... So it's a
bridal registry, a boob registry.
Well, that's what I thought it said. I got to get my glasses. Clark, get my glasses.
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
He's an assistant. I know he sounds fey, but he's very efficient. All right, now, according to a family friend by the name of
Noel Sariano.
No, okay. That this is longer. No, let me tell you something. This woman worked as a teacher, and this boy was a minor. Now, she's working at this boob
Burien Sherwood Elementary.
Burien Sherwood Elementary. And she's charged with second-degree child rape.
Rape.
Oh, rape. Now, she, at the age of 35, now she's out of prison.
Prison! What is this, man?
What's the matter?
Well, wait, don't you even freaking know what it is you're reading?
I got a problem with my eyes. Excuse me, I'm 81, if you haven't noticed. What a pain in the ass you are.
Well, look it, man. I'm trying to hear what it is you... Prison? You're an attorney.
I know I'm an attorney. I'm having a hard time with some of the copy here. Now, 1 month after she's released, she's caught having...
Sex.
She wasn't having...
No, she's having sex.
Sex. With this kid, Fleeb. Fleeb?
Falu.
Falu. She pleaded goofy?
Guilty.
Guilty at night to two charges of chicken rap.
Child rape.
Okay. Now, she gave birth to the coop? She gave birth in a coop?
She gave birth to the couple's second daughter.
Okay. While serving her 7.5 year
sentence.
Now, she's...
Never mind.
What an idiot. Why do you have on a show?
He has a hard time reading stuff. Yes, sir.
Was I just called an idiot by that retard?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something, Dick, but I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to open you up a hole that's...
Okay, thanks very much. That old man's going blind.
Tell me about it.
Prison. 1-800-449-8686. Go to our website, baby. Did you miss out on Valentine's Day? Well, it's still Easter, and there's all kinds of days, holidays, birthdays, presents that you may want to give or receive. Might even want to give one to yourself. In our souvenir shop, you can get the best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs for all of the years. I got questions from people. Where do I get a hold of the 97 CD? Dude, it's all there. Go to the website. We got them from 97 on. All of our best of CDs. They might even have some of the Miami CDs. I don't know. And you can buy them online. And the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. We don't see a nickel of it. And don't come bitching to me about the price of the packaging and the handling. You have these people are like, $23.50 is pretty steep. Let me tell you what. The money goes to the kids to help them out. The $3.50 goes to the U.S. Postal Service or whoever the hell it is that they're using. And none of it goes to me. Go cry to them about it, all right? And I tell you, if you don't want to pay the shipping and handling on the CD, doesn't bother me. Just send your check directly to my friend's place. Because that's the only reason why we sell that CD. If you want to just give them $20, give them $20. Doesn't make no never mind to me, man. Okay? Now, while you're in the website, pick up, for instance, our Steve Bozell for President t-shirt. I think we still have a few of those left. That's a collector's item. The I Love Phil Woman's t-shirt. There's the, as we mentioned, the gardening cooler set. 5-piece gardening set. So you can sit on your ass, suck a beer, and pretend like you're pulling weeds. That's fantastic. Perfect for guys like you, bud. The Western Estates polo shirt. And while you're there, grab any of our best of CDs. And of course, that includes this year's Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, which is, I would say, our best. It's a 2-CD set for the same price. Look at it this way. It's $20 now for 2 CDs, and it has been for the last 3 years. It started out 1 CD for 20. Now we're doubling up on it, baby. So it's all available at www.philhendryshow.com in the souvenir shop.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And welcome back here from Dodger Stadium. This is Rick Monday, along with Vin Scully. And Dodgers taking on a team of all-star blind musicians for this exhibition game. Here, pull up a chair and enjoy Dodger baseball. First batter for the blind musicians is Ray Charles. With a play-by-play, here's Vin Scully, Vinny.
Well, thanks a lot, Rick, and you got to imagine that the Dodgers shouldn't have any problem at all with a team full of blind human beings. But then again, it reminds me of a time at Ebbets Field when I was just a 19-year-old reporter. Here's the windup on the first pitch, hit foul down the first base line. And Red Barber said to me, "Vin, look down there. There's a man with no eyes. They were carved out of his head by the Japanese on the death march to Bataan, and yet he's warming up." And that man, of course, was Luke Manella, a great friend of mine who never did get a hit in the major leagues, but like the little midget that came to bat for the White Sox, and the next one is hit foul down the third base line, that's old too. Like the little midget that came to the bat for the White Sox there in 1950, he pressed on. So the Dodgers and blind musicians, Ray Charles at the plate, wind up, and that one is hit down the right field line. That's going to be fair, and Ray Charles is rounding first base, and he's got himself a base hit. And as Shakespeare said, sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men oft time go astray. A blind man has just hit major league pitching. That's got to be a first. Ray Charles at first. That brings up Stevie Wonder. Wonder, in exhibition play against cripples, was 3-5. Played a team of dead television fathers. Touched up Hugh Beaumont pretty good in a third inning exhibition play. Here's a windup, the first pitch, and that's fouled down the right field line. Stevie Wonder, of course, famous for his song Fingertips, smiling, staring at the ceiling with no eyes in his head except the sunglasses. Here's a windup, the next pitch, and that one's hit into center field, and he tagged that. That's all the way out. It's a home run for Stevie Wonder, and the blind musicians are up 2-0. What in Jesus's name? Well, I got to tell you, I've seen it all now. Two blind men come to the plate. I mean, start screaming blind, and both of them get base hits, and one of them a home run of the Dodgers and Al Badu. And I was talking before the game with Dodger general manager Billy Varesco, who told me, and I'm quoting now, playing baseball against blind men ought to be a crime. What we're going to do to them, well, just look for the blood trail. And that's all he said. That brings to the plate now Jeff Neely. Jeff is as blind as a bat. He couldn't see him. He couldn't find his way to the bathroom if he's had his hand on it and the doorknob. Here's the windup and the pitch. You got it. Another hit. Well, this has got to be embarrassing now for the Dodgers. And so Jeff Healy is on, and now out comes the Dodger manager. We're going to pull him now because that's just embarrassing. So it's 2-0 with a man on, nobody out here, as the Dodgers take on a team of blind musicians, and they've been touched up for three hits, nobody out. And we'll take a break here for Farmer John and Union 76. It's Blind Musicians 2, the Dodgers nothing here on the Los Angeles Dodger Radio Network. I'm Vin Scully. I quit.